And welcome to the Tone Zone Kazoo Fest podcast edition for 2018. I believe this is the first podcast as far Kazoo Fest this year. Maybe the second, but we're very excited to be here. You got DJ Moneymaker Mike Dean on the one mic, and you've got DJ...
Booty Shaker.
DJ Booty Shaker Todd Dunster on the other mic. And we're here talk about, he's got no cans. I've got the tightest cans around currently, and they make my ears sweat. They make, I can hear my gums on my teeth. I can hear my teeth rubbing against each other. That's how tight these cans are and the kind of audio definition I'm getting from them. And if you've never listened to the show, The Tone Zone, before, which is, it's Tone Zone : Kazoo Fest podcast number one. We always do The Tone Zone Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. And traditionally, we always talk about cans and give a headphones report at the top of the hour. And so on the show today, we'll be talking to a friend of the show, Joseph Shabison, coming up in about 1 minute, and coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk to Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer, and we're going to be playing some bands from Kazoo Fest, which is happening April 11th to 15th here in Guelph. The lineup came out yesterday. You've got Beverly Glenn Copeland and Indigo Rising, Faith Healer, Claremont II, Mauno, Whoopso, El Barbara's Black Space, Doom Squad, Matthew Progress, Moon King, The Powers, Witch Prophet, Special Costello, Zibawan, Tough Age, Buddy, Joni Void, and we'll stop there with Joseph Shabison. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
You're welcome.
And we started off with the song H from your album, also called H.
Nice.
And is your next album going to be called E Double Hockey Sticks? Has anybody made that joke yet?
Oh, <man. laughs> Just launching right in. Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, it is.
That is what the next...
Label put on a lot of pressure for me to do that, so I said yes.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Everyone's talking in your ear.
Yeah, I know. And it's a hard thing to try to stay true to yourself when you have that much pressure.
Yeah.
But I was going to call it that anyway.
So you were already planning. So it was pretty easy when they said, we want you to call your second LP E Double Hockey Sticks. You're like, did you put up a bit of a fuss and try to get a little more money?
I really milked it to let them know that, to make them think that I was really doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I kind of pretended I didn't want to do it. Then we went back and forth, and now they owe me a favor. So, I win.
And the favor they granted you was allowing you to play at Kazoo Fest this year.
Yeah, and maybe you guys can answer a bit of a rumor that I heard, which is that Rancid's going to be on the lineup.
That's not true. I don't know. Where did you hear that rumor?
That's from you.
That must have been...
That must... You said, I promise.
Yeah, he said, I promise that Rancid's going to be on the lineup, and that's why I agreed to do the show.
It's Rancid with a S instead of a C. And it's a local Guelph group.
Okay.
Yeah, they're playing a pop-up.
I thought it was a Sid Vicious cover.
Mm-hmm.
Rancid.
Yeah. And the cover, we're just covering his cover of I Did It My Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Night.
From Great Rock and Roll Swindle. Yeah, that sounds good. Or Lonely Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, you're coming to Kazoo Fest in April. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be playing. Is it going to be all stuff from H, or is it going to be new music?
There'll be some stuff from H, but I think there's going to be a bunch of new stuff as well. I just finished recording my second album, so hopefully we'll be able to get some of those songs together and play a bunch of them from that album. Well, actually, one exciting thing, one song that we will definitely play is recently I've been going kind of back and forth with this musician who I've really loved for a long time. This guy named Gigi Masson, who's an Italian minimalist composer. And we've been collaborating on a song, and he wrote this sort of keyboard loop for me. And I wrote a song for my new album based on that. and we'll be playing that song. So that's quite exciting for me. Probably for nobody else, but for me, big time exciting.
Little collaborate tone.
And that's the kind of material you can expect here on the Tone Zone. Very good puns all the time. I feel like we haven't even had one in a long time, Todd, so thank you.
No problem. Yeah. It's like a party going on in next door.
Yeah.
I'm going to close this door just a little bit.
And so, Joseph, when you're coming up, so like when you have something, like you've got this new album that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be, like when you're writing...
That's a good question.
Who's going to be buying it?
No one.
We know the answer to that, Joe. But okay. when you are doing this album, so you've got who is in the band that's going to be playing at Kazoo?
So the band will be myself on saxophone and flute mm-hmm. and like samples. A woman named Nicole Rampersad on trumpet. And then Phil Melanson and Tom Gill from Bernice. Phil plays drums and Tom plays piano. And then Bram Gielen will be on bass and Kieran Adams will be on sort of like weird ambient textures.
And when you're recording the album, are these people coming in to do new parts on the album or are you writing it? And then they, you know, like how faithful is their live performance to your compositions on the album?
So I'll write a lot of the song myself, but then like Nicole and Phil and Bram and Tom all have come into my studio. And then I think the way it usually works is like I'll play them whatever version of the song that I have.
And your studio is called the Tone Dojo.
It is called. That is correct. It is called the Tone Dojo. So yeah, they'll come into the Tone Dojo. And
do you make them bow to you as the sensei?
As the sensei, they have to, yes. And yeah, the sensei pushes play, mm-hmm. or record rather, and yeah, they'll do a couple takes, and then that'll be it. Like, I want to keep it pretty loosey-goosey, nothing too overly thought out, and then have it feel spontaneous and nice, and they'll kind of just be doing that for the show as well. Like, they'll have, like, there'll be certain things that are sort of set and rigid, but then most of the time they're kind of just improvising on top.
Sounds very cool.
So Joe, Joseph,
yes, Todd?
Joseph Shabison,
mm-hmm.
how does it feel? How does it feel?
Roast him, Todd.
To see your name on the Kazoo Fest poster this year.
How does it feel?
Yeah. Not just a band that you're in or a band you're sitting in with.
Yeah.
But the, you know, Joseph Shabison right up there. Like on the marquee.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, I must say.
Because you've been up before to play.
On the poster?
No, you've been up to play before with Diana.
Yes.
Have you ever played with anyone else?
We played together with Legato Vipers at the closing show with Vag Halen.
We played, what the hell was it? The Screamin' Jay song.
Yeah.
Tequila.
I put a spell on you.
I put a spell on you. Yeah. So I played that, and then I played with Diana, but I've definitely never played under my own name, and it feels really good because you guys know that I love Kazoo a lot. I think it's a wonderful festival, and I'm pretty excited to be playing it. It's going to be great. Plus, the venue is amazing as well, and the lineup for that show is amazing. It's just going to be a good time.
Who's opening up for that Mike? Or Joe?
Am I allowed to say, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nice. Dropped yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, well, the lineup's not out yet. So this is a little sclusy.
Well, it's the podcast.
Oh. Yeah. That's good.
Nicole Rampersad, who's playing in my band, has a band with a woman named Jermaine Liu, who's a percussionist who's amazing, and they are opening. So it's going to be great. Plus, who's your other band, Mike?
Platitudes. Which is a duo from Montreal, which is James Godard, and I forget his partner in the band's name, but it's, yeah, like some samples and singing and free jazz, skronk, and then a lot of visuals as well. It's very, very cool. So, Joe, you will have a little bambino by then.
Yeah.
You and Kate. Are you going to be able to stick around for any of the festival, or are you going to just be
beelining,
zipping in?
No,
baby lining.
I'm definitely going to try to stay, and then hopefully get those little cute headphones for the babies or ear protection.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a little nudge, you know?
That'd be great. She'll be like a month. He'll be
1 month. He'll be 1 month old.
Yeah.
Maybe a month and a half.
Well, that's exciting. It's a good, I think it's a good festival. There's for kids. Like there's lots of stuff going on during the day. And Joe, could we?
Yeah. And I feel like in general, my life won't change that much, you know, in terms of having a kid not. So I'm sure he'll be able to stay for the majority of the festival.
Yeah. You still got to party, I think is the thing, right? Like if you don't party, all of a sudden you're your dad and all your friends don't like you. Because most of your friends don't like your dad, I think.
Yeah, no, that's been something that's been a big thing for most of my life, is that most of my friends don't like my dad.
I'm glad it's all in the open now.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, Joe, because a friend of mine who is into jazz said that he was really into Nicole Rampersad's tone, trumpet tone.
Oh, yeah.
And because next this level. Is the tone zone.
Yeah.
And I am very famous for not knowing what tone is. Mm-hmm. Like maybe the most famous person in the world for
that.
For being known for not knowing what tone is. Can you explain some parts of Nicole's trumpet tone or what this man would mean by that?
She just makes a trumpet sound. Like she can make a trumpet sound like a beautiful trumpet. Very like traditional, wonderful player.
Like taps?
But then she, just like taps. And then what's amazing about her, though, is that she has all of this weird, like, extended technique stuff. So, like, the stuff she can do kind of in a noise capacity and the way she makes her trumpet sound is just wild. Like, she's, at least in Toronto, I don't know anybody who can play like her in that way. And it's, she's just like a special addition to every single band she's in.
That's very exciting. I'm very excited to see her because I've seen her play with you, but I've never seen her play like her own stuff. And I've seen Jermaine Liu play on her own doing solo percussion, but I've never seen her play with somebody. So I'm really excited for that show as well.
It's going to be great.
And Joe, anything else you're excited for at the festival?
Rancid, first and foremost.
Yeah. And we
haven't seen them play live yet.
And we have established that is Guelph's Rancid, not East Bay's Rancid.
No.
Yeah, no, I love their version of that Sid Vicious song, so I'm really excited.
Of that Frank Sinatra song.
Of that Frank Sinatra song.
We are going to be talking to a tone dog a little later on.
Oh, yeah?
Miss Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a question you would like us to pose to her?
What does she think about Rance's tone on I Did It My Way?
Okay, well, perfect question. We will be sure to ask her that.
Hopefully she's listening to the show right now.
So she can get an answer ready for it. We're going to play a Toronto artist right now. Joe, do you know Matthew Progress?
No.
Pretty good. Great rapper from Toronto. We're going to play the song Sip Test, and then we're going to hear from Faith Healer, and then we'll probably be talking to Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer.
Exciting.
And Joseph, once again, your show is Friday the 13th, April 13th, at Heritage Hall with Platitudes from Montreal and Nicole Rampersad with Jermaine Liu. And I'm excited for it.
All part of Kazoo Fest.
Yeah.
Running
April. It's going to be great.
April 11th to 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in 6 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
Coming up quickly.
Coming up very soon. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Joseph. Thanks for enlightening us about just what's going on in your life. And thank you for managing to slip in just a little bit of bad talk.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for finally telling me what you think about my dad. I've always... You know, nice that it's really out in the open now.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about it without you for 20 years.
Yeah, so.
Okay. All right, Joseph, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And that was Joseph Chabasin. He'll be playing with a 5- or 6-piece band at Kazoo Fest on April 13th. We're going to hear from Matthew Progress right now with Sip Test. He will be playing, I think the full schedule comes out next week, but he will be playing also on the Friday night. No, he'll be playing on the Saturday night at E-Bar alongside Moon King and Doom Squad. So going to be a very good festival, and we're excited to dig into more of these bands as the months progress. This is Matthew Progress with Sip Test. After that, we're hearing Faith Healer with something.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
I changed it.
Chickened out on your first choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be back to talk with Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer. You're listening to
the Kazoo Fest podcast on 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Your only chance to evacuate is to leave with us.
We're going to do now something that has nothing to do with an arranged piece of music or a setup, so far as our attitude is concerned.
Pull up, sip some, hit a blunt too. And then I come through, like 1 o'clock too. Before they got to, I dab some, but I hug few. I know your love's new, you could be untrue. That's why I'm reading Sun Tzu. You're moving like a gumshoe, don't let my niggas hunt you. I trust nobody, these crabs in the bucket cross me, it could never undo. Come on, sip some, then I come through. Kid, I got juice. Yeah, that's a hot tune, but we about to drop news. Come on, sip some, then I come through. Kid, I got juice. Yeah, that's a hot tune, but we about to drop news. Ay, all up the same, ay. I will not lose.
I will not lose.
All up the same, ay. I will not lose.
Johnny, it's all the same to us,
shining. I will not lose. Pull up, sip some, bust a nut too. And we do kung fu. Never been a gun dude, but tell me what you want to do. I slap some and I touch you. I wanna cut through and tell her the truth. Nah, let me get the mushrooms. You're moving like a gumshoe. Don't let my niggas hunt you. I trust nobody. These grabs in the bucket cost me, it could never undo. Come on, sip some, then I come through. Kid, I got juice. Yeah, that's a hot tune, but we about to drop news. Come on, sip some, then I come through. Kid, I got juice. Yeah, that's a hot tune, but we about to drop news. Ay, all up the same, ay. I will not lose.
I will not lose.
All up the same, ay. I will not lose.
Thank you.
What an ending on that song. Sorry, fiddling with the board. Board is right. Todd, you there?
I'm here.
Jess, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jess, do you go by Jess or Jessica? And when I called you Jess, I was like, is that something I've just made up in my head, or have other people called you that?
Lots of people call me that. Most people call me Jess. My family calls me Jessie. Renee calls me Jessie. And then some people call me Jessica.
Okay.
Basically, I don't really give a shit. But.
Yeah. I have a friend. Do you know Jennifer Castle?
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of ours who always called her Jen Castle, and I was like, yeah, Jen Castle, that's what people call her. And then one day she told him, like, you are the only person that calls me Jen Castle. Nobody else calls me that. Everybody calls me Jennifer. And he's like, oh, I thought everybody called you Jen. And I just had a similar fear, being like, does everybody call her Jessica? And I'm, for some reason,
no.
Mr. Casual.
No, you can call me Jess. I think that makes sense.
JJ.
We go way back.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just had a nice big meal, relaxing before tour.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are gone soon. I guess I'll introduce this. This is Kazoo Fest podcast number one here on the Tone Zone on CFRU 93.3 FM with me, Mike, and...
And Todd.
DJ Todd. And we are joined by Jessica Jalbert, singer and one of the masterminds behind Faith Healer, who will be playing Kazoo Fest this year on April 12th. And I'm very excited because, Jess, you can attest to this. How many years have I been asking?
Many years. And I always, like, hate saying no because I really love Guelph and I really love doing shows with you, and, like, I've always really wanted to, and that sounds just, like, not really genuine because it's so, like, oh, I really want to do it, I just can't, but I really am excited that it's finally working out.
Me too, because it really is, like, it's not that you say, like, oh, yeah, I would like to, but I can't. It really is, like, we're going to try and make it work this year, and I'm like, yeah, all right, let's make it work, and then it doesn't. But this year,
it never happens.
This year, I feel like we started in October just to make it work.
Yeah, totally.
So,
yeah.
Very happy. And you guys are touring before that?
Yeah, that's kind of like what really helped us along too, is that usually like a couple years ago when we were trying to make it work, we were going to South By and I was like, oh, maybe we can just like keep touring after South By in Texas and make our way to Guelph or whatever. But there's like a whole month in between South By and Kazoo Fest, generally speaking. And like, I was not in a position at that time where I'd be touring for a month, but now it's like a month is like small potatoes based on how much crazy, ridiculous touring we've been doing lately. So it works.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, when Cosmic Troubles came out, you guys did maybe a short tour?
Yeah, we did like, I think 2 weeks was the longest that we were on the road for.
And now it seems...
And it was just Canada.
Yeah, now it seems like you guys are constantly, like it's crazy how much you guys
are
touring.
Yeah, we're real road dogs now.
Well, was it like a conscious choice to be like, okay, this is the time to do it, to just tour as much as possible?
Well, I think in a way, yeah, but it was also kind of like we just had some better opportunities this time around, like... Before just the whole idea of even getting like a work visa or whatever to play in the States and assembling a band that would willingly give me their, you know, time without, to be honest, without much pay at all.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that just seemed like impossible. But this time around, it was like part of it is just that we learned, like we went through, some like infrastructure learning, you know, we figured out how it works. And then we also just got a booking agent. So that
yeah.
changed things too.
Now, I don't have a question, but I have a funny story.
Okay.
From the time that you guys came to Guelph last.
Okay.
And you played at Take Time.
Yeah.
And it was a really great show. Really excited to see you at Kazoo Fest. But, bought one of your records and then Renee wanted to sign it. I'm not sure.
Oh my God.
And he was like,
you didn't ask him.
No, he signed it. And then it started off this chain of getting everyone in the band to sign it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hate autographed records. I don't mind signing records, but like if I get a record and it's signed, I'm like, oh, fuck. Even if it's like Jimi Hendrix, I'm like, oh, somebody wrote on this.
I haven't, I'll get back to my story, but I have a Beatles record in which someone's written in over top all of the Beatles stuff like, he is under my control.
Oh, like, that's really weird.
Like, yeah. I've done some kind of weird spell. Like, yeah. Okay, if I draw this on the record, I'll be able to control probably Ringo.
Yeah. And I find it quite, it's one of my favorite records because it's just so weird that somebody was like, I control the Beatles.
That's probably the same guy who started the, like, Paul is Dead website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Jessica, that maybe. Could be a move that you would like if you're working the merch booth. Whenever somebody buys a record, you'll just have the marker and be like, oh yeah, sure, of course I can sign
I'll sign that for you.
But wait, let me get back to my story.
Okay.
Because that wasn't the story. I feel the rest of it needs to be told. Otherwise, it's just sort of like, why did you bring that up, Todd?
The story isn't just that Renee is a maniac.
No.
Okay.
But it got to the keyboard players. I can't remember his name right now.
Eric,
yes. And he started to write. And we kind of met eyes, and I looked at his signature, quote unquote, and it was just his name printed. And I looked up at him, he goes, I just print my name. And I actually think about it quite often. It's just kind of fun.
I just print my name. That's graffiti.
Yeah.
That's graffiti.
It's kind of just my move.
Well, I mean, funnily enough, like none of those people played on the album.
Oh.
Is the album, and I mean, we just really wanted to talk to you. We don't, people can go, I listened to your hour and a half interview with Vish, which was really good. Like, I listened to the whole thing, was entertained the whole time. But then I was thinking of questions to ask you tonight. I'm like, that's all covered in Vish's interview. So we just wanted to talk to you about life more so than like, what recording techniques were you using during this, because that's been covered. But one thing I did want to talk, it is just you and Rennie on the album, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody even from upstairs comes down and puts a guitar line on?
No, not this time around, and not last album either. I don't really know why. It's not like the most efficient way to record for sure, because you know, like, I don't really know how to engineer at all. So if Renee's playing something, he has to like show me all the buttons to hit and blah, blah. And of course we're using this big tape machine half the time. And so we have to just like, you know, I have to learn that shit, which I don't have any interest in at all. I don't care about that. And it's nice to learn, I guess, but it's like, I'm never going to buy this equipment. So it's not really that functional for me.
Hmm. And it's very specific equipment, right?
Yeah, it's super specific, and it all is broken, so it all has, like, little tricks. So, like, oh, you have to, you know, hit rewind twice to make this go. But anyway, it's not efficient, and we have been considering re-evaluating that for the next recording that we do, but... it's also just kind of like everything is so, I almost said wung, which I don't think is a word, but like we wing it.
It's wung.
Everything is just being winged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like hard to have another player in the room because like you can't really tell them exactly what to play because
it's not written.
You're winging it.
Yeah. That makes sense. And to have somebody else in the room that would be like on the same, I mean, just from Cosmic Troubles and Try, mm-hmm. like there seems, I don't know, it's just got a very definite feel to it, you know? And it's like, I feel like that comes from you and Renee kind of writing it together and recording it together and like, I don't know, putting it all together that if somebody else is in the room, I'd be like, is this Faith Healer? That sounds weird.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about that because like I want to be more efficient with recording because it takes us so long to get anything done. Also mm-hmm. because we have to take a million breaks because we're just like either getting sick of each other or I don't know, you know, it's just silly.
Yeah.
But I feel like the sound is specifically like us playing all the instruments and us making all the arrangements and stuff like that. Like, it's like, if we add another person, I don't know what'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe.
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 Maybe it won't, though.
Yeah, let's not exactly. take any
Is that
risks.
A risk I'm going to take?
I don't like this person.
This new person.
This new person.
Band,
I don't like
this hypothetical
them.
Member.
Yeah. Well, I'll do a big press release. If anybody plays on the next record, I'll do a big press release. Faith Healer is now Renee and Jessica and so-and-so. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, and then people just focus on that the whole time, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah. what I get to talk about at every interview ever.
You guys are touring with, we should probably get on to some music here. You guys are touring with L. Barbara's Black Space.
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys buddies with L. Barbara, or did that come up because of booking agents, or
well,
what?
Well, it's a little bit of both. So we played with L twice in September, and she's like really made, like I had gone and seen her play for Pop Montreal before we had, like before I'd met her and before we'd played together. And I was really blown away. Like I couldn't, like the only way that I could properly describe it was like, this is just genius music. Like she's just like, seems like you're watching a genius. It's just amazing to me. Anyway, I'm a big fan. And then she played, we played two shows together in September, opening for Tops. And Elle is friends with Tops. I'm not sure how. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure like where the connection is, but maybe all of them. I'm not sure. Anyway, then Renee is also recording like the upcoming Black Space release.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know how he got hooked up with her, but probably through the same kind of channels, like. I don't know. She's on Heavy Trip, which is the booking agency we're working with and stuff like that. So,
and do you guys share a band member? Is that true?
Oh, yes, we do. Of course. Yeah. So Mitch, who was playing drums for me, will now be playing keyboards. And who I, you know, Mitch performed as Mitch Matic before. And he's, you know, we've been friends for at least a decade, I think, and he just moved to Montreal and he started playing in Elle's band, and so he's a member of Black Space. And when we hook up for the East Coast shows like Kazoo and things like that, then he's going to be playing in my band as well. So
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
it was just mentioned to me by your booker, and I was like, oh, who's in that? What's the connection here?
Yeah, you know Mitch, I think. Cause
yeah, I know Mitch.
We stayed at your yeah.
Yeah, and Mitch can play every instrument, as far as I understand.
Seems and several at a time, really. Like he's a showboat, really.
So we were going to play maybe a song here from L. Barbara.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that she currently has released is like the greatest hits, and then before that, as like Jeff Elise stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a song you would like us to play, or should I just choose one?
Well, you could play okay, and the greatest hits one is the song Sorcerer's Delight on there.
Sorcerer's Delight, no.
Okay, well, because that's a song I really like that she just put out a video for.
Okay,
but I didn't realize it wasn't on her. Are you on her Bandcamp? I'm on the computer right now too.
Yeah. Sorcerer's
Delight.
Okay, we'll play that.
Okay.
And it's a video?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
We can't find it. We're going to have to play something from Greatest Hits.
Play something else. Sorry.
How about Sex Machine? That's a hit.
Sure. Perfect.
Okay, well, thanks so much for talking to us, Jessica.
Thanks, Jess.
Did you say Jenica?
I said Jessica, and Todd said Jess, so it came out as Jenica.
Okay, bye, Jenica.
We'll see you in a couple months.
Yeah, see you in a couple months.
Okay, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Okay,
bye.
Bye.
That's Faith Healer playing Saturday
The E-Bar on Thursday night with L. Barbara's Black Space. And I think that's it. Going to be a heck of a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to hear L. Barbara right now, who will be playing along with Faith Healer at Kazoo Fest 2018. We're going to hear the song Sex Machine here on
Kazoo Podcast number 1 on 93.3 FM in Guelph.
You and the funny thing about your girl is she love me too. Whipping with my team, with my clique, with my freaking crew. Whipping on the street, on the road, on the avenue. I do not care when she tell me. Shut your freaking mouth, take a walk. I got things to do. I'm a busy dude. While your boo always sending news, posing in my teeth. Type of stuff she do. Twin bed in my room, walls are pink, it look like a womb. Always step out fresh, I ain't rich, just know what to do. Wasn't good enough for these tricks, but they had no clue. Hit a mirror up, like what's up, you so freaking cute. Past girls hit me up, like what's up, what you been up to? Why you playing dumb? Google me, you know what I do. When I'm my first tour, with my team, with my freaking crew. First stop Montreal, got a call, come back on La Rue. Chilling with my girl, she love me, and she don't love you. And the funny thing about your girl is she love me too. Whipping with my team, with my clique, with my freaking crew. Whipping on the street, on the road, on the avenue. Whipping with my team, with my clique, with my freaking crew. Whipping with my team, with my clique, with my freaking crew. Whipping with my team, with my clique, with my freaking crew. Whipping on the street, on the road, on the avenue. Chilling with my girl, she love me and she don't love you. And the funny thing about your girl is she love me too. Whipping with my team, with my clique, with my freaking crew. Whipping on the street, on the road, on the avenue. Whipping with my team, in the stew, whipping revenue. Need that check before, 7 figs, that's a ton of ooze. Hella figs, I like dough and fruit, but I got them greens. If you need, all I make is blue. Buddy, I'm the greatest, yeah. To this life you for it, yeah. Y'all already clowns, yeah. Try to make up for it, yeah. I'm a Western legend, yeah. Moves that make historic, yeah. I've been feeling selfish, yeah. You can't blame me for it, yeah. Telling all these suits, go screw yourself, remove yourself. Your face ain't
familiar is PHI until the death. Groupies want to smash the bros, they want
and that is Claremont the Second from his album from last year, 2017. We heard The Av in You. Thanks so much for listening to Kazoo Fest podcast number one. Before that, yes, we were talking, or we heard El Barbara from the Greatest Hits with Sex Machine, and Claremont the Second and El Barbara's Black Space both performing this year at Kazoo Fest.
And like all the music we played today,
mm-hmm,
thanks to Joseph Shabison.
Thanks, Joseph Shabison. And we'll be back next week, probably playing lots more Kazoo Fest stuff, but I don't know if we're doing another podcast. Thanks
so
much.
It was fun.
Very fun. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to go out with a song by John Common, who's somebody I'm very excited is coming to play this year at the festival. We're going to hear from one of his hits from In the Dark on 99, All the Time, All the Time. This is Kazoo Fest Podcast signing off. For
signing
week
off.
One. Bye.
Bye now.
CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
What's the matter, Jenny?
I don't have time for anything to be the matter. I've got 3 papers due next week and can't find the time to sleep, let alone to sit in the ER for 3 hours.
Why don't you just head to the Midtown Urgent Care Clinic at the Chancellor's Way Medical Arts Center?
What's that?
It's the new medical center at 175 Chancellor's Way, right by the Chancellor's Way student residence. It's a walk-in clinic that can even treat medical conditions most walk-ins can't. And you don't even need a family doctor there to go. You can learn more at cwmac.ca.
Wow, really?
Yep. And they're even open weekday evenings and Saturdays, so you don't have to miss class.
Amazing. Thanks. I'll head over to the Chancellor's Way Medical Arts Center right now.
Aerobics. Gonna stretch your mind.
Your life.
Tuesday morning.
Your life.
7 to 9. CFRU 93.3.
Guelph Dance is holding a March break camp from March 12th to the 16th, taking place at the River Run Center, 35 Woolwich Street, a physically accessible location. The camp is a fun-filled, pressure-free exploration of a variety of the arts, including dance, music, theater, and visual art. That's the Guelph Dance March Break Camp from March 12th to the 16th at the River Run Center. Visit guelphdance.ca for pricing, registration, and more info.
Hello, my name's Andrew Hunter. I'm the senior curator.